Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Trauma Fire Podcast, man, with your boy Zell Johnson, man. Listen, in this episode, we're going to talk about how I fell in love with anime. Now, I'm grown now. I ain't got time to do that shit. I got a wife, you know, full-time job, a kid. Ain't got time for all that. But as a kid, that was my shit, man. You know, I was a Cartoon Network guy, you know. But before I knew what Toonami was, I was about 6 years old when I first saw Dragon Ball Z. I think I was about six, seven when I first saw it. My cousin Rashad, man, he brought this Dragon Ball movie to the crib, and I think it was Bio Broly. It was the one where Gotenks and Trunks was fighting Broly. I think it was Bio Broly or something like that. And then I think the other one was like Future Trunks when the androids had killed him. But anyway, man, that's kind of where it started with me, man, for anime. Like, when I first saw it, I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is this? You know what I mean? I wasn't sure what exactly it was. Like, when I like the details, because, you know, like in American cartoons, man, it's not really a deep storyline. It's kind of just like whatever, hee hee ha ha, funny. But in Japan, man, they treat their animation like a real live type TV show. Like, they put hella work into it. Not to say that the guys over here in America don't. But, man, the level of detail back then, it ain't, you know, depending on what you're watching now. But the level of detail back then, man, in the anime was, to me, it looked it better. Maybe I'm being biased because I like 90s shit. I like 80s and 90s, things like that. But, yo, when I first seen it, I didn't know what the hell I was looking at, because I was used to, like, Nick Jr., I'm used to, like, Cartoon Network, you know. I'm used to, like, watching, like, Saturday morning cartoons, like some of y'all don't even know. It's like Bonkers, Gargoyles, Darkwing Duck, Dexter's Laboratory, Rugrats. It was way back when I was a kid, you know what I mean? But, man, my cousin put me onto this shit, man, and mind you, I didn't know what Toonami was. So it was a VHS. A lot of y'all probably don't even know what the hell a VHS is, but it was before DVDs. So this is VHS, man. Dragon Ball Z Bio Broly, or Dragon Ball Z Future Trunks Saga, whatever it was one of the two. And, man, I put this junk in. Mind you, this is in Japanese. So I'm looking at, like, I ain't know if it was, I'm like, is it French? Is it, like, what the hell is this? What are they saying? So I'm reading the subtitles and I'm getting into it. But the thing that got me, man, was one, the detail, and two, the deepness of like the storyline. Like, a lot of people, man, they see anime like on the surface level. You know, it got a little goofy shit in it sometimes. They got the filler stories and things like that in it. But I was telling my wife, going off the subject a little bit, I was telling my wife, who's watching Squid Games, and then it's another episode another show on Netflix called, I think, We're All Dead or something like that. It's like a Korean zombie apocalyptic type movie thing. Anywho, man, I was telling her, I was like, yo, see, this is basically like an anime. It's just like a live action. And everyone was talking about how good Squid Games was. And I'm like, well, that's like an anime. Like, it really is like an anime. Like, that's some anime shit. They just took it and made it live action, in my humble opinion. I'm not 1,000% sure, but it's another one. I think it's Home Sweet. That was definitely like anime-ish. And it's like, again, growing up in the hood, man, the thing that kept us out the street, man, was like video games and anime. You know what I mean? Like action-packed fighting and motherfucking Xbox and PlayStation, you know, GameCube, all that. But getting back to why I fell in love with anime, it's just they went so hard. I ain't never seen any American cartoon at the time that was going hard like Dragon Ball was, like Dragon Ball Z was, you know. And of course, the nerds was getting picked on in school and they're like, yeah, yeah. But it's like, I ain't understand because it was all kids. It was crazy. Like, everyone was trying to grow up too fast and grow up quick. And it's like, we like in fifth grade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 32 now. We was in fifth grade and people was joking. Oh, you watch cartoons? Like, what did you watch? You in fourth, fifth grade, what was you watching? You know what I mean? So, not to say that we ain't see some crazy shit growing up, but you know. But anywho, man, like, I got a little nerd in me. Again, I'm not running home. Oh, boy, I got a... Nah. Not even then. It was just something that it was cool to look at. Like, the story arc, the development of the characters. Yeah, some of that shit was kind of goofy. Like, what the hell? But it was a cartoon. You know what I'm saying? It was a cartoon. So, like I didn't know what they were saying. Because I started off with subtitles. What do they call it? Subs? Yeah. So, I started off with the subs, right? And then, Toonami came out, right? And then I see the same characters. I'm like, oh, shit. That's the movie that my cousin let me borrow that time. And it's Dragon Ball. My brother, he was a little older than me. So I'm like six. He like 3 years older than me. So he like what? Like nine? Yeah, he like nine or some shit. So I'm just following their lead. You know what I mean? We weren't even on Pokemon yet. Like, I don't even think Pokemon was over here yet. Like, I think it was maybe a year. I think Pokemon was like 98 for me or 90. I think it was like 98. So we ain't even on Pokemon wasn't even on TV over here yet at the time. And, man, it was like, so we started watching Toonami, and then that's when it was Dragon Ball Z, and then it was, I ain't gonna cap, I looked at a little, what's the name of that, Jane? I don't know, I think it was Sailor Moon, but it was girly, so I couldn't really get into it. I was like, nah, that ain't for me. So really, all I really did was wait around for, like, Dragon Ball Z. I think it was Gundam. But then it was this other anime. It was like a shinobi, man. I forgot. Ninja Scroll. There you go. Ninja Scroll. That's what I was thinking of. Shouldn't have been watching that shit at the age I was. Like, these dudes was fucking, they was cutting off arms, drinking blood and shit. You know, it was wild like that. But you know, that's kind of my introduction to it. And then as I got older, it was Full Metal Alchemist. This is before Naruto. Naruto wasn't even out yet. So it was Full Metal Alchemist. At the time, it was Dragon Ball Z. Then it was Dragon Ball GT. But I didn't really. Dragon Ball GT was cool. It was something to look at. But it really wasn't my thing. You know, they kind of. You can. It looked it old. Like the animation looked it older than Dragon Ball Z. It looked it weird. I don't know. It had like a vibe to it that just was like, what the hell is this? But so then what was it? Full Metal Alchemist, Hellsing, Zatch Bell, what else was it? Trigun? Was it Trigun? The dude with the blonde hair with all the belts and shit on his arm? Trigun and Death Note. Then it was not. No, Naruto and Death Note was kind of like around the same time, I think. Not Naruto Shippuden, but the first Naruto. And again, sometimes Naruto was a little goofy, but it's a cartoon, you know? So, you know, it was a lot of wild shit going on outside. And to stay out of the trouble, you know, using the crib. And at this time, on the internet, like talking about, like, we had, what was it, like, Yahoo, Ask Jeeves, AOL, you know? That was really, it wasn't no social media. You know, I didn't get on Facebook until, like, what? 06, like 16 when I got on there. And even then, it won't the crazy shit it is now. We ain't on a touchscreen. Y'all know. So if you was outside, man, like, I wasn't an athletic guy. You know what I'm saying? I did a little, when I say I did a little bit of boxing, I did a little bit of boxing. That's why I fell in love with UFC. Never was a football guy. I got bored watching the fucking green grass and these dudes running back and forth. And then basketball, same thing. All I'm looking at is a shiny ass court and these niggas running back and forth. And for me, that shit was boring. So I liked the boxing and UFC. That's what kind of kept me out the streets too. But anime was one of those things where like everyone was, all your boys was kind of talking about it. Like everybody was from the hood, but like everyone had a little nerd in them too, because you know, I mean, you can't be, come on, like all day, every day, tough guy. Nah. So it's like we in the crib watching Dragon Ball Z. We in the crib watching Naruto. We just looking at this shit like, yo, this kind of wild. Like, you know what I mean? And so listen, I'm going to just go ahead and tell y'all. My top three favorite animes is probably your top three. Just based off the culture. So I'm going to go Dragon Ball Z. I'm going to go Bleach. My brother was joking on me for Bleach, but this nigga was watching Glee. He was singing along and shit. But anyway, so Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, and Naruto. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of y'all probably like, oh, you know, da 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 da. But whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's my introduction into anime. And deadass, that's like really where I stopped. Like when I watched Death Note, it was one of those things where I watched on the fly. Okay, cool, cool, cool. But Dragon Ball Z as a kid, a lot of people don't know. When it came on Toonami, the episodes already came out. So you know how they do this weekly thing? Back in the 90s, it was a daily thing. Like every day you came home from school, it was a new episode, a new episode, a new episode. And that's because it had already came out in Japan. It's Japanese, duh. Came out in Japan already. But it was dope because we got to go from the Frieza saga every single day all the way through to the Buu saga. And then it stopped. Then they gave us that bullshit GT, which is like, I didn't even understand that shit. And then it went off. Then now Dragon Ball Super is on. Dragon Ball Super is my shit. The blue hair kind of threw me. I was like, damn, these niggas used to be like hardcore, tough, you know, Saiyans from out of space. And now these niggas got blue hair and the animation was trash in the beginning. I was like, damn. Then I'm older too. So it's just something I'm watching on the fly. You know what I mean? But it's a part of my childhood that I fell in love with. And it's a part of my childhood that it really kind of kept me out of trouble. Video games and anime kept me out of trouble, because as soon as you go out them doors, as soon as you jump off that porch, it's like, shit can get dicey. Shit can get ugly. Like, shit can get really, really real. You know what I mean? So, like, that's why a lot of the guys, man, everybody would just come together, sit down, jump on the Xbox, GoldenEye, jump on the Nintendo 64. But don't let them fool you, man. It's a lot of them dudes, man, that really used to watch that. I remember who was it? They was telling me about when they was in jail. You know, it ain't shit to do in jail. Ain't nothing to do. And they said it was a cellmate or whoever. And he was watching Dragon Ball. And nothing to do. Tell me what all them dudes was getting into, because you get captivated by the storyline and by the fact that these dudes are martial artists. And it's kind of like, these motherfuckers from space too? Like Superman or some shit, you know what I mean? But I take Goku over Superman any day. Like, you know what I mean? And it's weird because you got a lot of people that watch Marvel. And it's like, dude, Marvel is cartoons. It's basically like, it's anime. It's just an American version. Just like anime is the Japanese version of a cartoon. Like, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? So I don't know why people used to catch flack for that. Now, I mean, well, I'm lying. I do know why. Because whenever they hear about somebody being into anime, first thing they think about is the nerdy dude with the glasses and the headband. It's like, nah, them dudes, it's like, what they call them? Extremists. There you go. Every group, every organization, every whatever has these people that are extremists. Even in UFC, you got people. I've seen guys walk around with like the UFC, like at the gym, with the UFC pants on, he ain't in the UFC, but you can buy the pants. You know what I'm saying? You see people that are like super into that junk. They got podcasts and everything about it. But me, I was one of those guys that I just thought it was kind of cool. Like, y'all, I'm going to go check this episode. Check this out. My boys will talk about it. But we won't go into no Comic-Con. And shout out to you guys that's at Comic-Con, man. I went one time. That shit was too weird, bro. Like, you got these dudes, like, it's like Halloween up in there. And then, you know, I got social anxiety, man. So things like that, I was like, nah, this is a little too extreme for me. Like, I'm cool with watching it. But all this other crazy shit, you know what I mean? Dudes running around, reenacting fights, got swords, got all type of shit. I'm like, yo, that ain't me. But I do love the show. It kept me out of trouble, kept me in the house, you know what I'm saying? Something to do. You know what I mean? And again, it was something that I fell in love with as a kid. I was, you know, a little boy. What the hell I'm posing like? You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand why people, like, if you tell somebody that, it's like, oh, I didn't think niggas like you supposed to watch that. And I'm like, huh? Nigga like me, like what? You know, I know niggas that did time that watch shit. Like, it don't mean anything. It doesn't really mean anything unless you like a nerd with it. That's all. It was a guy that worked at Sam's Club, man. God bless him. God bless him. I ain't even gonna say his name. God bless him. Man, this dude would not, all he would talk about is, I mean, he was really into it. Like, he would be saying, like, the phrases and, like, and I messed up because, like, I'm trying to connect with him. You know, I work with him, so I'm trying to connect with him. I'm like, yeah, so you in the anime? Oh, shit. Why I say that? Boy. He didn't want to stop talking about some anime. I'm like, all right, bro, I feel you. I hear you, you know. But yeah, man, that's just a little tidbit into how I fell in love with anime. I was about 6 or 7. Cause I brought them VHSs over, man. That was it, man. I just thought that shit was hard. Like, I just thought it was some dope shit. You know what I mean? And on top of that, my computer's dying. So I appreciate y'all for listening in. It's a one man show over here, man. It's a one man army, one man show. Like, I ain't got no guests yet. And you know what I mean? It's episode 4. Whoever the hell out there give a damn, care to listen, care not to listen. If y'all got any input, y'all got any things y'all want to say, y'all got any favorite anime out there that y'all watch or that you used to watch as a child, you know what I'm saying? Let me know. What is your top 3 anime or top 5? I'll go top 3. I was never into One Piece. Nah, I just couldn't get into One Piece. I don't know what it was. I couldn't get into One Piece. It was something about it I just couldn't get into. Not hating on it. This is a damn good show. I just couldn't get into it. So I don't know what it was. I'm pretty sure it was a good show. You know what it was? I don't like how that dude eyes look. Do he blink? The Luffy guy? Am I saying it right? His eyes are so big. I never seen his eyes close. Even when he get mad, his eyes are the exact same. Looks kind of weird. You know? Anywho, let me get the hell up off of here, man. Hey. It's your boy Zell Johnson. In the next episode, man, I'm probably going to talk more about mental health. I want to talk about some prescriptions I take and the good and the bad and the ugly, the good side effects. I mean, not the good side effects, but the bad side effects and the positive of taking the medicine. I'm probably going to talk about swimming in poison. Oh, man. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. Swimming in poison. Think about it. Based off where you from, you got to swim, right? Some of us been swimming in poison. Some of us had to swim in the poison because that's all it was. Sharks and poison. That was all it was. Sharks and poison and water, man. So listen, y'all rock with me, man. Listen, I want y'all to check in, man. The next episode probably going to come out. Sometime next week, man. I got a lot of other things that I want to do. And, you know, I ain't going to say too much yet, but I got a lot of other things that I really want to do. But listen, man, I appreciate y'all for checking in. It's the Trauma Fire Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, I'll talk to y'all later.